Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by. Why don't you just say your name and your title really fast?
Yeah, so my name is Suvi Järvelä-Hagström, and I'm working as cultural counselor at the Embassy of Finland in Washington, D.C.
And we are here talking because on Thursday, March 11th at 1 p.m., you're going to be holding the event. It's called Out Loud LGBTQI Plus Experiences in the Music Industry. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. It's really great to be here with you, Jason.
Okay, so I want to get into all the different people that are participating in a minute, but first let's talk, big picture stuff. How did this event come together? I know it's a partnership between DC Jazz Fest and the Embassy of Sweden and then the Embassy of Finland where you work. So how did the three of those organizations come together to put this on?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. Well, actually, we had been discussing with some of our partner embassies, like the Embassy of Sweden, that we'd like to do something around LGBTQI rights. And we always participate in Pride events also here in DC. And we started talking about this last summer. And then we just, here at the Embassy of Finland, we're kind of brainstorming this, and we came with this idea that we would do this something, connecting this to music industry, and we had already some artists in mind as panelists, and one of them actually was Saara Aalto, who is one of our panelists for on Thursday. And then I met, actually, I'm known Sunny Sumter from DC Jazz Festival for quite some time, and working here in DC, and we just had a meeting, and she was just asking, like, what are you up to? And then how it all kind of clicked that I just mentioned that we had this idea, and we were just brainstorming how we could do it. And that's how DC Jazz Festival and the Embassy of Sweden, we then reached out to them as well, and also wanted to include people from elsewhere in the world, obviously from here in the US, but also there is going to be an artist originally from Germany as well. So we kind of wanted to do this with kind of internationally as well.
Awesome. Now I know the event's being sponsored by the corner at Whitman Walker. It's down on, 14th Street, sort of in that between Logan Circle, U Street, 14th Street area. Why did they want to get involved? What's their tie-in here?
Well, yeah, actually, that was DC Jazz Festival kind of contacting them. So they were discussing, because I think, the physical space the corner has was actually originally a lobby of an Whitman Walker clinic, which served LGBTQ community members, kind of. So I guess there is a is this theme that probably was speaking to them, so to say. So that's how they then jumped in. And we also have the Human Rights Campaign Foundation also as a kind of a promotional partner as well. So we're really happy to have those partners, of course, with us.
Great. All right. Well, let's tell our audiences the eight artists that are going to be participating. There's your folks, musicians, a really talented group here. Just take a second. Let's go through all eight of them in order here.
All right. Bear with me.
Yeah, it's going to
We're
take a
really
bit,
happy
but
to
if it feels like you're kind of going on and on, don't worry. I would love to have a soundbite on all eight because. That way I can, I can maybe highlight four of them in one piece and four in the other. So let's highlight them all.
That's really magnificent. Thanks a lot. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we have from Sweden, Tove Styrke, who's a Swedish pop artist and songwriter. And she's best known for her single Say My Name. And actually, she became popular in Sweden when she participated in the Swedish Idol in 2009. And I think she was 16 years old back then. So she's yeah, so she's been doing music for a while, even if she's like 28 years old. And then we have Saara Aalto from Finland. So I think she can be described as kind of a songwriter and showgirl, as she would like to put it, and pop star and pianist as well. So she's from Northern Finland, and Actually, she became popular in Finland when she landed second in Finland's Got Talent in 2007. And she also landed as number two in The Voice of Finland. And actually, she's been saying that, you know, this being number two is kind of a destiny for me, as I kind of can quote her. So she also landed second in Simon Cowell's X Factor UK a couple of years ago. But that's how she became popular in the UK. And she's been participating in musicals, and she's been the voice of Princess Anna in Frozen, and so she's been also performing with like Kylie Minogue and Andrea Bocelli and Adam Lambert. So there's Sara. And then we have Dave Kotz, who's from the US, obviously. And so he's an American saxophonist and a platinum selling artist. And he's also known as a radio host. And I think he has like nine Grammy nominations and a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he's also well known from TV shows, for example. And then we have Lia Delaria, who's an American comedian, actress, and singer. And I think she's credited with being the first openly gay comic to appear on American television when she appeared on the Arsenio Hall show in '93. And I think some of you might know her from portraying Carrie Big Boob Black on the series Orange is the New Black, so she can be enjoyed there as well as an actress.
And lots of people that
And then,
there's lots of people we've heard of. So, all right. So
yeah.
that we're, and it's only halfway. So who are the other four?
Yeah, great. So we have Michael Mayo, who's a singer-songwriter, and I think you could describe him as centering around innovative elements of R&B and jazz. And I think he has impeccable improvisational skills. And I think his family made some collaboration with stars like Whitney Houston and Luther Vandross. So he's been growing up with big stars, and so he's a very young and talented singer as well. And then we have Andrew D'Angelo, who's an American saxophonist, and he's known for his work with Human Feel, the Matt Wilson Quartet, and Tift. And I think he was raised in Seattle originally, so he's a jazz musician from the US. And then we have Theo Bleckmann from Germany. So he's originally from Germany, but he's been living in the US for quite some time. So he's a Grammy nominated jazz singer and composer. And yeah, I think, you know, some people have described his voice being from another planet or things like this. So very happy to have him, kind of from Germany, but also from the US. And then we have, actually, as moderator, we have John Murph, who's a DC-based music journalist and also a radio host. So he's going to be our marvelous moderator for the event. And he's actually the one who's been linking us with all these wonderful, wonderful musicians and artists from here in the US. So he's been really, really imperative for us to have these wonderful panelists on Thursday.
Great. So, when he's moderating, how exactly will it look for if folks are if our listeners participate? Is it like a like a Zoom call where they're all in the different panels, or are any of them going to be together in person, or how's that going to work?
Well, actually, they are going to be on Zoom. That's of course what we do these days. So, but it's actually giving us wonderful opportunities as well to have these marvelous artists. So Tove is joining from Sweden, and Sara is joining, I guess, from Finland. She sometimes also lives in the UK, I think. But so they'll be joining from Europe, and then we have the artists that are based here in the US. And then we're going to have a Zoom event, and everybody is welcome to join, of course. To there's an Eventbrite link where you can register and you know listen to what these artists have to share about their experiences.
Great. So they'll all, you know, there'll be a moderated panel discussion. Will there be time for an audience Q&A at the end?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jason. Yeah, there will be a Q&A at the end. And actually, it's possible also for the audience to send questions in advance. So if you go to the Eventbrite page, there's information. The Swedish Embassy friends over there are collecting also questions in advance. But there is also going to be the Q&A, and via chat, the audience can also submit questions when we do this live on Zoom on Thursday.
Awesome. About how long will it go? Is it an hour, or what are we thinking?
Yeah, so that's going to be lasting around 75 minutes. There's, of course, the organizers are going to say something like welcome words at the beginning. And then there will be a panel discussion between the artists, moderated by John Murph. And that will last maybe around something like 45 minutes. And then there's going to be around 15 minutes for audience questions as well.
Okay, great. And then, you know, during the meat of the actual, you know, the core of the conversation, the panel, the 75 minutes, what sort of topics are they going to discuss? I know it's about, you know, LGBTQI, you know, experiences, representation in the music industry. But, you know, could you elaborate a little bit on, you know, what sort of things they might be talking about?
Yeah, of course. Happy to do that. Well, I guess it's going to be a little bit about their background as well. It all depends on how John is gonna guide us through and what questions he has in mind. But I guess there's something about their background, like how they came out and what the reaction was. I think there's going to be interesting stories about that, and then also about what kind of boundaries or challenges or opportunities they have encountered being artists and being LGBTQI persons. So how they I'm sure they have a lot of experiences to share. If there's something, you know, if they've been performing somewhere, if there's been issues, you know, due to their background, or if there's been some limitations or certain kind of recommendations they've even heard because of their background, or if there are kind of nice stories about how that has affected their artistic development and career. And obviously, we'd like to really much hear from them how they see this, if there's something that they would like to change in the music industry or in general, thinking about LGBTQI community. And also, if they have some advice for other artists and you know, peers. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, because, of course, our idea to do this is really to have an open discussion and raise awareness and highlight things like equality.
Absolutely. Where do you, before we run, you know, how does the music industry compare to, let's say, movies or TV or, you know, maybe other industries in terms of LGBTQI plus representation? I mean, over the years, you know, we remember Freddie Mercury and Elton John pushing us forward on the issue. You know, Lady Gaga's recently sang, you know, Born This Way, sort of supporting. Has the music industry always been, you know, sort of a place where artists can go and be themselves? Or do you think they still have a long way to go, too?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question for our panelists. Jason, I hope you can join us and shoot us with the question. So, I'm sure I can only guess, not really having those experiences personally, but I've heard some of them talking about their experiences. So there might be examples of artists who have experienced kind of positive things and you know not really been confronted with big problems, so to say. But I'm sure there are lots of different kinds of stories about how the reaction has been, or how they have been able to. I don't know if there are safety issues sometimes even. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the panelists shedding some lights on this and what they have experienced. Some of them maybe during decades already, so to say.
Great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to join us to, you know, preview the event. We'll make sure we put a link to the Eventbrite thing and get our listeners, you know, we'll tweet it out and get everyone to check it out. It's called Out Loud LGBTQI Plus Experiences in the Music Industry. It'll be this Thursday, March 11th at 1 p.m. So click the link on the website and it should be a good conversation. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jason, for having me here, and have a nice day, everybody.